As we kind of come to the Thanksgiving, season, it's almost unfortunate because when you kind of look around in the stores and around the area, you see Halloween, you know, spurred up in October, and then as soon as Halloween's over, it's like they throw all that stuff away, and then they put a little Thanksgiving display somewhere in the corner, and then throw in all the Christmas stuff. And we kind of overshadow Thanksgiving just a little bit when it comes to, at least in the stores at some points. And so today, I just wanted to spend some time this morning allowing you even some time to share things that you're thankful for over this last year. I know it's been kind of an interesting year. In fact, believe it or not, I found a video that was produced last week, Tuesday, so November 15th. It was just produced, and so it's very relevant, very recent. But it kind of really, I guess, is a great lead-in and to have you start begin to think about this last year. And we're going to, just again, spend some time some sharing. So while the video is going on, you're going to be able to sit and think for a little bit. And I have some verses in the outline for you to kind of help you as well. And we'll kind of go through those bit by bit and share in between. But so check out this video and just begin processing what are some things maybe you want to share today. Now, the kitchen crew is back there, and they're wondering what time we're going to get done. And I know a lot of us might start getting hungry in a little bit, but I don't want that to stop you from sharing, but also just be mindful that they're still cooking back there, unless you want to dry it out. So we'll try and keep it as brief as possible, but that'll be good. I appreciate you guys doing that. So let's watch this video and begin thinking about Thanksgiving.
The year is almost over, and what a year it's been. We watched the world gather at the Olympics in Rio. We witnessed Super Bowl 50 in San Francisco, and we celebrated as the Cubs finally won the World Series. And if we're honest, we'd also admit that 2016 has been far more difficult and challenging than we ever thought it would. 2016 saw Hurricane Matthew hit the East Coast with savage force. ISIS continued its terror in Paris, in Brussels, and in countless other locations. A sniper took the lives of 5 policemen in Dallas. And the presidential election only proved just how divided and fragmented our country really is. 2016 really has been a difficult year. And then Thanksgiving appears out of the blue, and it's hard to find things to be thankful for. Unless we see with new eyes. New eyes that frame the burst of a morning sunrise, reminding us that God is always offering us a fresh start. New eyes that refocus on those meaningful times experienced with close friends and how our hearts are always filled afterward. We might see that family member who brings warmth to a cold day, or that retriever that still thinks she's a lap dog. No matter what's happening outside of us, God is always doing something on the inside. And Thanksgiving is that holiday that invites us to see the hand of God and then to express gratitude for what He's offering. Because every ordinary moment is filled with the extraordinary. We just need eyes to see. And maybe, just maybe, we'll begin to see God most clearly when we thank Him most often.
So we're going to spend some time this morning sharing a little bit. But there's three verses that I guess I kind of want to work out of. And all these are written by Paul in different letters. And this first one is Ephesians 5:20, where he says, "Always giving thanks for all the things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father." And so I want to ask the question, What are you thankful for? I have a mic runner for me, so you'll have to be patient and let him do his job, Black Jed, or whatever one Pastor had. What are you thankful for?
Well, you have to be old enough and stay in the same church long enough. But what brings me great joy is working alongside the people I saw in my Sunday school class for a while. Yeah? That just brings great joy because we're only a generation away from seeing the church dissolve. Mornings, my little fellowship group, a lot of them are older than I am. That's a good thing. But what I really have noticed lately is there's a lot of recall of things that God has done before. They look back and they see, they can trace God's hand in something. So when a need pops up, and you know they're always popping up, they say, what's God going to do here? They know He's going to. And that's really precious to me. I'm trying to learn to do that, to say God is up to something here, and we can expect that He's going to keep working like He always does, faithfully, lovingly, surprisingly, you know? I've also seen along that line so many, several different significant people in the community and in my life that I can see God working, and it's really shocking me and amazing me and reminding me that He's God and He's doing stuff all the time. So I pray then for that reminder.
We're very thankful at our house for the healing that God has experienced through God's hand. We felt perfect peace through the whole week. We thought we were going to be in the hospital one night. We were there 5 nights. Little things kept happening, but God just worked everything out. And He moved the most marvelous cardiologist from South Carolina to Spokane to be His doctor and to do a wonderful follow-up work. He brought our pretend adopted daughter from Yakima to spend the whole day of the procedure with us. She's a nurse. That was wonderful help and a Christian. But we just praise God for the way He worked every day. And we were able to thank Him every day for everything that was going on because He paved the way. We're thankful especially for the prayers of all of you and our friends and family. Thank you.
I raised my grandson Major, and when he first came to me, he was 6 months old, and I wasn't sure why or what the whole reason was, but I was just thankful because through Major, God has opened my eyes again, and I'm very grateful for him. I feel like he's saved my life. So I'm very grateful.
I feel I need to say this. Some time ago, my life was threatened very badly, and I was extremely afraid. And I hung up the phone, and I came into the sanctuary, and the three ministers that we have here were there. They not only totally believed me, but they did something about it. They said, we'll pray and you will be protected. And Jerry Mitchell, I saw him walk through the door. And this was the biggest crisis of my life. And it is a wonderful thing to be an old lady and to be believed and to have the help that I needed so desperately. And I'm here because of that help and that kindness. And I told the minister, and I'm giving all my donations when I die to the Baptist Church. I don't know if that impressed you or not, Pastor, but that's going to be in the paper. This is really where the rubber meets the road. And I want to say thank you, and we never know what we're going to go through. But these guys are wonderful.
Take a moment to share a little bit. I was reminded of that picture of the Lord, and so my walk was talking with the Lord, and there was 4 sets of footprints, and all of a sudden there's only 2 of them. He says, that's when he, and I was going on with the Lord there, and then there was just 2 sets of footprints. That's when he picked me up. He said, I'm carrying you your heavy load. Thank you so much for his support. Without my Lord and Savior watching over me, I fall flat on my face because I lost a precious wife. But with his love, I'll see her again someday. I thank the Lord for the strength that he gives me, maybe the support of my church family. And thank you so much, and God bless each one.
Couple of verses for you to think about. Psalm 139:14 says, I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. I know we spend a lot of time in our youth group in the grapple group talking. We talked about that verse several times last year, even this year. You're not done. And talking about how we are so precious in God's sight, and that God created each and every one of us. And so to be thankful for that. And Psalm 107:1, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Psalm 26:7, that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and declare all your wonders. And the things that we should be doing, declaring, proclaiming what God has done for us. A second verse that Paul gives us is found in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, where he says this way. He says, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So we talked about, we asked the question, what are you thankful for? And this one, it's kind of more of a, maybe on ourselves when it comes to, is there things going on in our lives that we are going through? I mean, things do happen. And even like Pastor joked with last week, you know, that the election happened, the election's over, somebody did win. And now it's, but God is still at work. You know, God is still in control. And so things might happen to us, but God is still at work. We can't forget that. And so not that we thank God for the suffering, but we thank him that he's there going alongside us. Even like Vern said, the picture of the footsteps in the sand. And when things seem to get hard and the struggle seems to get harder, and maybe your feet are sinking deeper, and you're looking up wondering, you know, God, I know you're there. And next thing you know, he picks us up and carries us along. Warren Wiersbe said this. He says, it's easy to give thanks for the blessings. It's more difficult to give thanks for the blessings in disguise. And so what? are you currently, or have you been, in that you can thank God for? What have you currently been in that you can thank God for? This was not easy.
You all know we had a little baby born a little over a year ago, about a year and a half. And at first they said she had a gap between stomach and esophagus. And, you know, she had Down syndrome, but, you know, that was okay. And that would be dealt with later. And they wanted to fix the gap. And then she had a little heart problem, which Down syndrome children can have. So after a lot of prayer, and her mom has been just a trooper, but there were little things going on that we weren't aware of. And but what I'm really thankful for, I'm thankful for Solu and how many lessons she has taught so much me and her mom and her grandma who became a Christian through this. Sometimes our faith is really shallow. I've learned that you ask and, oh, well, you know, oh, yeah, sure. You answer prayer, God, you're going to do this. And the Marianne has really become strong. And I feel Solomon is a gift to all of us. She is, at this point, she has a lot of brain damage. She has cerebral palsy. She has seizures. They're called transglobal. I'm not sure, but they're very probably fatal in themselves. But we're loving her so much, and God has a place for her, and we don't know when she'll be going there, but God knows the beginning from the end. He knows her reason for being here, but she has just kind of really touched my heart, and, you know, a lot of the things you take for granted, you look at a little differently, and to just really trust God, you know, in your life, and this girl is feeling so much love. And she will be with God, I think, before too long. So thank you.
I'm thankful for the family God gave me.
I'll make this brief. I kind of characterize our lives as going through chapters, and there's chapters in our life that, or in my life, that I wouldn't have written on the other side. But on this side, and some of them we're still briefly going through, and who knows how long they will last. There's been some really tough things that we've had to deal with. We have, our middle son has made some really horrid choices in his life, which affect us because he's ours and we love him. And he's affected, some of those choices have affected some of you. And for that, I'm sorry. And I'm sorry, in those, living through those tough chapters, I am thankful because I have learned so much about how God is truly here for us in everything. And I've grown closer to Him in ways that I know I never would have if everything had just fluffed along.
I went to school in Walla Walla for 2 years, and the time I spent there, I was able to find a church and make good connections and just really appreciated the fellowship I had there and the friends that I made that I still keep in contact with. And so I'm just thankful for the community that we have, church community we have in this nation, where no matter where you go, it's not too hard or difficult for fellowship with other fellow believers. And it's just really encouraging and a blessing.
Learning to trust God completely. So another verse for you to think about. 2 Corinthians 4:15. It says, "For all things are for your sake, or all things are for your sake, so that the grace which is spreading to more and more people may cause the giving of thanks to abound to the glory of God." And this last verse that Paul gives us is found in Colossians 3:15. It's kind of an interesting text, I guess, in a way. I kept coming back to this one as I was trying to work through this message, I guess you want to call it that, where it says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in one body, and be thankful." Or you could render that same part, "Or show yourself thankful." And I guess I wondered the question, this is, I guess, for one of you just to ponder, I guess, but is it hard to just be thankful? Is it hard to just be thankful? I mean, Paul, in writing this letter to the Colossians, he was refuting a lot of heresies that were going on. And Colossians is such kind of a neat book because it's one that Paul wrote that really deals a lot about Christ and who he is and what he's done for us. Because he was refuting a lot of that was being said about Christ and Christ's deity and the world and everything that was going on. But really, you almost cut the book in half. And the first half, chapter 1 and chapter 2, it's really all about what Christ has done for us. And so when you read those first two chapters, you see again everything that God at Christ has done for us. And I'm not going to dig into it. But then the second half, chapters 3 and 4, he talks about what we as Christians should do, what we need to do because of what Christ has done for us. And here in chapter 3, Paul kind of gives this list of do's and don'ts in a way. He starts with the don'ts. You know, if you've accepted Christ in your life, you've been raised with Christ, and he says, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is. He's like, set your mind on these things. And he starts giving this list of things that we should be doing. He says, that we shouldn't be doing. All these immorality, impurity, passion, evil desires, like, just stop doing those. You are a new creation. You're a new person in Christ. So you need to put that away. And when we get down to verse 12, he starts listing the things that we should be doing. He He's like, so, as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another, forgiving each other. Whoever has complained against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. He says, beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond for unity. And then he gets this verse 15. He goes, kind of like this, he switched to this, kind of, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, which indeed you are called in one body, and be thankful. And he reminds us, let the word of Christ richly dwell in you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks through Him to God the Father. And almost right in the middle, and I kind of pause there, right in the middle of that verse 15, it's like he's like, be thankful. And it's funny, like I literally searched every commentary I could find to kind of really, give you some good meat, like just, I'm gonna hit you hard with this be thankful thing, and there's like nothing. Like seriously, like nothing. Like everybody just kind of skipped over. They all talked about the peace of Christ and the peace of God and dwell and be thankful. Like, man, it's almost like that's it. Like I have nothing else to say. Be thankful. I mean, as Christians, isn't that what we are to be? I mean, our lives should just ooze with thankfulness, should it not? When we really look at what God has done for us, I mean, that's just, man, like radiate from us in a way. It's kind of weird, maybe. I don't know, but. So as Christ followers, there ought to be this spirit of peace and thankfulness that just comes from us. And that's what the world is going to see. We can do all these things, be kind, compassionate, but just to be thankful for waking up this morning, for being able to stand, having food in the cupboard. The car started this morning. It got me here. Hopefully it'll start later. Be thankful. And I think that's when we do that, when we live that way, when our minds are in that constant state of thankfulness to Him, the world's going to see that. And they're going to associate us as being with Jesus. I mean, when I was thinking about that, it popped in my head when Peter and John were before the Sanhedrin. In Acts 14:13, it says that they observed their confidence and they understood that they weren't uneducated, they weren't trained. He said, but they were amazed, and they began to recognize them as having been with Jesus. I mean, they just saw it on them. They recognized that they had been with Jesus. And I think that's kind of that, if we live that way of just being thankful, that hopefully people just see that we've been with Jesus. We know. I mean, no matter what's going on in our lives, we know the end of the story. And so I want to give you guys just a few more minutes, if there's anything else that you just want to share. Just how is it that we need to start, or what do you need to be thankful for today that you normally take for granted? What do you need to be thankful for today that you normally take for granted?
I've been thankful lately for food to feed my family as I watch the news and read missions reports of how many people are living without. And I've also been extremely thankful that I have the right to own a Bible, and I own more than one Bible and commentaries so that I can read His Word. And there's people who recently, I think of Haiti, where they lost so many Bibles and are in such need, not to mention so many countries that are in extreme need of people wanting a Bible. And you hear the stories of people who have their Bible for a short time that they went years and years for, and then they give it away to the first believer that they turned to Christ, and it just has brought a lot of thankfulness into my heart.
This past week, I was talking to a lady at work, and I was really thankful for the story she shared with me. Her grandson had been in a horrific ATV accident and was in a coma, and they had said that they had scheduled him to donate his organs. And this is a family I don't think that was believers, and so she said just as they were willing, like getting ready to prep him for surgery, a doctor from a completely different state came in and suggested they put him in a medical coma. And his doctor said they don't want to put the family through that. And just as soon as he said that, the little boy squeezed his grandma's hand. And he said, if he can do that, then we'll put him in a medical coma. And he woke up after that, and he's living with some difficulties as of right now, but he's regaining his strength. And so in the moments of that, she was crying, and I was crying at work. And so I just told her that I was thankful for sharing her story, because sometimes when you're feeling down about your own life or something just doesn't seem to be going your way, I said I was grateful for her sharing her story to believe that miracles do happen, and we have a God that really loves us, and that no matter what, when you accept him into your heart, he will forgive, he will love you as his child. So that's what I'm grateful for this week.
Well, I'm just glad to be alive.
Amen.
And the longer you live, the more you appreciate. And I'm doing what I can to fight aging. Sometimes it's slow. But anyhow, to have a world to look at and study and learn about, that is really neat. And I'm thankful to God that he's given us minds and given us all the technology and science and stuff that we have today, that we have a better understanding of the world. And I got to also say that I'm thankful for my wife, and I'm just happy to be married. And I especially like it because I was fairly old when I got married. And that helps you appreciate marriage more. So I just...
Let's not recommend that.
And God is sovereign and watches over us, and the divine providence is really so. Thank you.
Well, I have to say that I'm very thankful for the job that I have currently. I had a really good job managing Subway. It was a lot more hours than I really wanted, but I couldn't complain. God provided that job for me, and made decent money. There was other things that I didn't enjoy about it, but I got to share my testimony with a lot of people there. Made some really good friends that I'll probably have forever. But the job I have now came out of the blue. I got an email just saying, hey, you might want to apply for this job. I applied for it, and within 2 hours, I was called for an interview. I'm working at Decagon, which is mostly Mormons. So there's a lot of chance to share just a little bit here and there. And I feel like God put me there for a purpose. The chef that I work with was raised as a Baptist. And so we're kind of two that work together. We get a chance to share with people here, and they're just little bits and pieces. And someone will have people come in who will say, "Oh, I just hate my job." And you can just say, "Hey, be thankful you have a job. This is a pretty great place to work. There's a lot of things. You can look at the bright side, find the positive in it." And so I'm just very thankful that God opened this door and placed me where he did.
I think we all need to be thankful for this wonderful country that God has given us. When I was a child, I couldn't imagine the threats that would come to our country like we have seen in the last year. But God is still in charge, and I think we daily need to thank him that we have this country where we can still worship him, where we live relatively free. We have dear friends who have the Adult Care Center in St. John. They are from Kenya. His comment about those who riot against whatever they don't like, if they could spend 2 weeks in Kenya, they'd be happy to come back and live in this country peacefully. I thank God for this country.
I was just thinking that same thing. When I look at your question up there that says, what do you need to be thankful for today that you normally take for granted? And that is the freedom in which we have this country. And I heard so many people whining about this election and the news and everything, and then I would even hear people talk, "I'm not even going to vote. It's just not worth it." And then I thought to myself, how far have we come that we lose sight of the privilege of being able to cast our own vote? And that, you know, this was a once God-based country, but yet God is still sovereign. And I'm so thankful, and I need to be more grateful for that freedom that we have.
Allow me just to close our time this morning with a couple more verses here. Thanks, Derek. 1 Chronicles 16:8-11 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Speak of all his wonders. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continually." Psalms 30:12 says, "That my soul may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever." So as we come to this Thanksgiving season, and any season, any day, let us remember to be people of thanks, to be thankful. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our time this morning. I thank for each person that was willing to share this morning, to share their heart, Lord. And we do just want to thank you for just being our God, for loving each and every one of us, for giving us the privilege of being here in this place, in this country, Lord. And I just pray that we would wholeheartedly serve you and with everything that we have, not everything that we are, and be thankful for what it is you've done for us. And you know, sometimes it's easier said than done, but again, may we always remember that you are in control, no matter what's going on around us, Lord. We just want to, again, thank you this morning for all you've done. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.